Everybody, come on up. Have a seat. Zach, it is so good to see you back with us, friend. Come on in. Everybody, have a seat. There we go. All right. How's everybody doing? Good. Okay. Marie, how are you doing? Doing good, girl? All right. Now, this is kind of hard because you're going to want to tell me what this is, and it's not really what it is. So, who knows what this is?
A vending machine.
A what?
A vending machine.
A gumball machine.
No. Wait.
Gumball?
A jelly bean machine.
Jelly bean machine. You are 100% correct, okay? But I want you to think about it. This container, who is that guy? I forgot. What are they called? Stormtroopers? I want us to pretend for just a second that this round globe is a building, a church building, okay? So what are these little things inside the church building?
Jelly beans.
100% correct, kind of. Okay, I want us to think about it again. Let's think about what it is not. Okay, I'm going to say it this way. They are Christians. This is a church building, and when you open it up, and thanks to her, I know how to open it. You open it up, okay, look. These represent Christians. And what do you notice about these Christians?
They're colorful.
They're colorful, yes, that is good. Do they all taste the same? Are they all the exact same size?
No.
Some kind of, but they're not all. They all are a little different. And are they good?
Yes.
100%. 100%? Even the licorice? See, I don't like licorice. How many of you like licorice? That's the black one. It's just kind of a... My dad loved it. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you is that this is the beautiful thing about the church. We're all different. Some of us are taller. Some of us have brown hair, black hair, blonde hair. Some of us are lighter skin. Some of us are darker skin. Some of us have a pig nose. When I was a kid, I used to say, "Oh God, why didn't you give me a better nose? It's like a pig." That's what I used to say. And then I realized that God made me just the way He wanted me to be. And that I'm different than you, but we have one thing that makes us the same. Do you know what that one thing is?
Loving God.
Yes. Yes. Y'all are smart. Listen, I'm going to read you a verse. Listen. Listen to what it says. But to all who believed in Him, talking about Jesus, and accepted Him, He gave the right to become the children of God. You see, we all look different. We have different talents. We have different gifts. We have different hair. My wife told me to comb my hair a minute ago, said it was sticking up, but it always is. But here's the thing. Because I love Jesus, that makes us family. And the way that you become a part of the family is not by what you do or what you look like. It's who you believe in. And when you begin to believe and accept Jesus, we become family. You're my brother and sisters. And that's cool. But it's because of Jesus that happens. Okay? All right, let's pray. Lord, I thank You for this creative group. I thank You for what they mean to me. I thank You that they're different. And I thank You, Lord, that they are all valuable because they have been made by You. And Lord, just help us as the church to love one another, even if we're a little bit bigger or smaller or taller or shorter. Just help us to understand it's Jesus that matters. In Jesus' name we pray.